Before I ring the bell for the meditation, I'd invite everyone to just, if you haven't already, just look around and take in the fact that you're here at River Road Unitarian Church on this Wednesday evening, October 10th, 2018. Just giving yourself a chance to know that you're here. And whether you're choosing to have your eyes open or closed, and either are fine, just beginning to bring all of your attention to your own body. Perhaps sensing the contact with the chair. Really allowing yourself to notice the exact temperatures and textures of that support. And where in the body you feel that contact. Perhaps in your back, your hips, your legs. And as you bring your attention more and more to your own body, here in the chair, here in the room, I'll invite you also to bring along a sense of kindness and friendliness to yourself, to your experiences. And we can often do this best by just letting ourselves be as we are. Nothing to change, nothing to fix, nothing to make bad or wrong about how we're experiencing life right now. Just letting ourselves be even as we settle more into the chair, sensing that support. I want to invite you to drop your awareness into your feet, or if you're sitting on the floor, part of your legs and feet, whatever's making contact with the floor. Again, noticing temperatures, textures. If your mind moves away, and of course it will, just bringing it back right now, sensing contact with the floor. Noticing that even if your eyes are closed, you can tell if you have your shoes on. You can tell if you have socks on. You can tell if you're sitting on the floor, if there's a blanket underneath your legs and feet, or whether you're making contact with the wooden floor directly. And also sensing the solidity of the floor. The invitation to rest. We're going to be doing a practice of arriving into many different domains of the present moment, practicing moving our attention around within the present moment, so not leaving the moment, but simply noticing different parts of it. Right now, I'll invite you to notice sound that's happening right now. No need to search for sound or make anything happen. Just simply receiving sound that's happening, arising, existing, falling away. Letting that be and bringing all of the attention now to your breath. And I'll invite you to take a couple deep belly breaths. We're going to take a deep breath in and letting it out with a sigh. Deep breath in and out. And again. It's Seeing if you can extend the exhale maybe twice as long as the inhale, especially if you're feeling like your mind is racing or a bit stressed. Deep breath in and out. Letting the breath be easy and natural now, knowing that you can come back to those deep belly breaths with either the external or internal sigh. At any time you'd like to have some additional support for being present, grounded. Just noticing the breath right now and really taking a moment to notice where it's the most alive in your body. Perhaps in the nostrils, air flowing in and out. Perhaps in the throat, rising and falling. Perhaps in the chest, also rising and falling. Or the ribs expanding and contracting. Or the belly rising and falling. Or perhaps for you it's easiest to sense the entire wave of the breath up and down the torso. Choosing whatever seems the easiest location to sense the breath right now for the next 3 breath cycles. Noticing how each breath is unique, like a snowflake. And even with your hands in your lap right now, I'll invite you to, if you'd like, to join some movement with the breath, unfurling the hands on the in-breath and just allowing them to close again on the out-breath. And seeing if you can take the entire length of the in-breath for the unfurling, the entire length of the out-breath for the closing. And then I'll invite you to just allow the hands to rest in your lap in stillness, knowing at any time if you're practicing with your breath. During our meditation tonight, or even during the talk, if it helps you to hold steady, to open and close the hands like that. Right now, just sensing the life of the hands, even as they rest in stillness. Temperatures, textures in the hands. Making the effort to hold steady here, perhaps noticing how the tingles or the pulses move around in the hands. Change moment to moment. Letting that be. Allowing the attention now to spread throughout the body. Sensing as much of the body as you can in this moment and not worrying about what you can't sense. And just noticing the temperature of the body right now. if in general it feels warm or cool. Perhaps a combination. Noticing if the body feels energized or fatigued. And as I name these descriptors, when you locate one that matches up with your own experience, you might even say that to yourself, just dropping in the word energized or fatigued. And then taking a moment to notice where you sense the life in your body flowing the most strongly right now. Not so much searching or evaluating, but just letting yourself sense it. And bringing your attention right now to the state of tension in the body, whether the body overall feels tense or relaxed. And because most, if not all of us, will have some degree of discomfort or tension or tightness in the body, I'll invite you right now to bring your attention to one of these places in the body, bringing along kindness and friendliness with your awareness, as if you were bringing yourself to stand near a friend who is having a tough day. Not to change or fix, but to simply be with, to lend your supportive presence. Perhaps breathing into this location, especially noticing the out-breath. Perhaps noticing space around it into which you can loosen the grip of your awareness, simply noticing space. Letting that be, and now bringing attention to a place in the body that feels more comfortable than that one that you were just with. Perhaps the most pleasant, most comfortable, or most easeful place in the body. It might be a place that we've visited already, like hands or feet, or some aspect of the breath. Or it might be some location in the body completely of your own choosing. When you've found a location that feels like you could rest your attention there because it has some degree of ease or comfort, letting the sensations blossom in your awareness. Holding steady as if you're breathing it in. Now, taking note of this place that you've chosen, it might for tonight's session be what you might consider your home base in the body. A place to bring your attention back to if you get lost in the practice or even during the talk later on, to help yourself stay present, stay grounded in the moment, noticing where this place is. And then we're going to let that be, and I'll invite you to bring your attention to the area around the heart as we begin to say hello to our moods and emotions flowing through us now. We don't often check in with our moods and emotions during the day. So we'll spend some time here first noticing any sensation in and around the heart. noticing tenderness, tightness, perhaps warmth, softness, whatever's true for you. And because our heart often contains some vulnerable emotions, I'll invite you to perhaps place one or both hands over your heart. And if you've never tried this before, and perhaps as an experiment, to just notice what that's like. The hand on the heart, a gesture of your friendly intent to yourself, that you come during this meditation to notice your own experience and your own feelings, not to judge or to criticize, but to simply be with, to recognize, maybe even to honor what's flowing through you now. Perhaps holding your own hand in your lap as an alternative, just a sign that you really have your own back here, can even apply some tension to the hand, one hand in the other. You're here with yourself. Whatever feels most soothing to yourself that helps you know you're with yourself right now in a kind and friendly way with that intent. We'll begin to ask ourselves how we feel in terms of moods and emotions, letting the question go beyond the mind and into the body and the heart. Listening with the ears of a friend who would accept any answer without critical judgment. I'm going to name the four pure emotions. Again, we often have a mixture of emotions flowing through us, so an opportunity to check in with each one to see if it's present or absent. Beginning with sadness. Is sadness flowing through me now? Am I sad? And whether present or absent, perhaps noticing on a scale of 0 to 10. And then checking in with the body as if this inquiry matters to you, how you experience this emotion. Noticing where and how you sense it in the body. Breathing with those sensations. Letting that be, and now inquiring about anger, any degree or variety of anger, all the way from mild irritation, frustration, annoyance, all the way up to rage. Am I angry? Is anger flowing through me now? Once more, noticing on a scale 0 to 10, where and how you sense this in the body, the degree, the variety of anger. Feeling free to name it to yourself. And then letting that be and moving your attention to fear, often experienced as anxiety and perhaps even panic. Is fear or anxiety flowing through me now? Am I afraid? Am I anxious? Once more, noticing whether present or absent, how you sense it in the body. And the degree, 0 to 10. Letting that be. Bringing attention now to happiness, contentment, emotional ease, an emotion that often gets lost in the mix of emotions. Sometimes it can feel like neutral, contentment, ease. Noticing if this is present in any variety or degree. And if so, holding steady there, noticing where and how you sense it in the body, and allowing this to blossom in your awareness. Once more, drinking it in, if it's present in any variety or degree in this moment right now. And if so, perhaps imagining that happiness, contentment, or emotional ease, if it's present at all, is a large container in which all the other emotions might float. Having as much space as they need to arise, exist, to diminish, pass away in their own time. Letting that be and knowing that at any time, and you can continue to have one or both hands on your heart or holding your own hand in your lap, and come back to those gestures if they feel comforting or soothing to you at any time this evening. And bringing attention now to the mind. We've been expending effort, noticing our experience, staying with it, naming it, noticing any pressure or tension in and around the mind, perhaps the brow or the temples. If so, perhaps sensing some space around the head at the level of the temples, just noticing that space all the way around. And also up above the head, into which you might soften your awareness. Coming back to the mind itself and just noticing the state of the mind right now, knowing it's all workable. Our task is to just notice how things are and let them be. Whether the mind is active or quiet, perhaps even placing the speed of the thoughts on a speedometer, 0 to 100. Is the mind crowded or spacious? And again, I'll encourage you, if you notice a descriptor for your current experience, to say that to yourself. Is the mind clear or foggy? Taking a moment now to notice any mind habits that are active. Mind habits are automatic thoughts that are often just playing in the background of the mind. Sometimes they're in the foreground, becoming automatically. And I'll name some mind habits that you might notice which ones are most active right now, such as planning, the mind running its to-do list, worry about the past or the future, analyzing, not so much being in an experience, but kind of analyzing it. The mind spinning stories, creating a narrative about what's happening, maybe some narrative about what's happening tonight in this meditation even. Or going to some other time or place, even fantasizing about things that have never happened before. Maybe the mind spacing out where you know you've been thinking but just really aren't even sure what kinds of thoughts they've been. Or perhaps the mind is stressed tonight, and one of the most common features of the stressed mind is the automatic thoughts that contain judgments, criticisms about yourself or others, thoughts that contain shoulds and shouldn'ts, thoughts that tell you that yourself or others aren't quite good enough. Just noticing if there have been self-judging thoughts, if this is part of the mix tonight. Again, this is a common feature of when there is stress in the brain. And if so, and I'm going to speak for a moment to those folks who are having that experience tonight, and that probably is many of us, that noticing whether you have believed those thoughts, have in a sense taken them in and felt their inner sting. And if so, just acknowledging that, as well as acknowledging that this is a mind habit that's active right now. And the opportunity to offer yourself some self-soothing in response to that inner sting. We can't stop the mind from having these automatic thoughts, but we can choose whether we believe them, whether we join with them. And we can also offer ourselves some kindness when we have very understandably and humanly believed these thoughts. So right now, again, the opportunity to perhaps offer yourself the hand or two on the heart, or holding your own hand in your lap, or perhaps just sensing your own intention to be kind and friendly to yourself, perhaps sensing your intention to care for yourself. Maybe a sign of that intention is that you brought yourself here tonight, perhaps to learn to care for yourself more fully. And if there are any words that might sound soothing to you right now, perhaps offering them to yourself. Any words of support that perhaps you might even offer to a friend, you might experiment with offering to yourself. Letting that be, and bringing attention once more back to your body, the body sitting in the chair, the cushion, sensing that contact, and also the contact with the floor. Once more sensing the breath in your body, and I'll invite you once more to take one of those deep belly breaths, deep breath in, and out. Letting the breath be easy and natural now. And even with your eyes closed, you can sense the presence of others. You can sense the Sangha. Whether your eyes are open or closed, just taking a moment to notice what it's like to realize through your kinesthetic sense that you can sense the presence of others here. Perhaps you can sense my presence, the presence of others, their efforts and intentions, each of us practicing for ourselves, but each of us also adding to the effort and intention in the room, and that we can lean into that support of the group whenever we'd like. Metaphorically, we can draw on that support in the room. Bringing all of your attention back to your own body now. And for the last few minutes of the sitting, I'll invite you to choose one of the aspects of the present moment that feels the most alive to you and also that feels the most easeful. So not the one that has the most challenging or distressing aspects, but the part that senses is the most easeful. Perhaps just resting your attention with sound. or with sensation in the body, perhaps in the home base that you chose earlier, or perhaps with the breath, or with a practice that you yourself already have that is still and silent. As a way of ending our meditation time, I'll invite you right now to notice whatever is most pleasant about this moment. It might be some particular aspect, like the breath in your body, or sound, or it might simply be the sense of sitting here in this quiet. Whatever it is, bringing your attention to it, allowing it to blossom in your awareness.